Lot 444. It's a large parcel of land located northeast of Seal Cove, where the Seaplane base is. It was recently zoned by the City of Prince Rupert for industrial use. The 2,200-acre property has been actually city-owned since 1939 when it was bought in a tax sale, but it wasn't until spring 2014, when Prince Rupert expanded its city boundaries, that the city could make use of this untouched piece of land. That's around the same time that a large-scale LNG development was put forward by WCC LNG. That's a partnership between ExxonMobil and Imperial Oil. Community concerns flared with the LNG plant's proximity, though, to Prince Rupert's secondary watershed, Shawatlands. Well, tonight, there's a public hearing on the future of the site because, frankly, there is a lot on the line. Think millions of dollars into the public coffers. Think jobs. Think airsheds. Think watersheds. Think LNG. So let's take a look at the project itself. WCC LNG has already received approval for an export license for anywhere between 10 million and 30 million metric tons of LNG per year. The company is proposing up to 6 floating barges along the edge of Tuck Inlet. There are also plans for land-based camps and administration building and control room structures directly across from the Seal Cove Seaplane Base. Here is Imperial Oil's Leanna Doey.
The potential LNG project is still at a really early stage of definition. And we're looking at several concepts, including a floating barge-mounted option as well as full onshore facilities. But again, we're still at a very early phase in that. So again, it is early, but what we're looking at right now is that we anticipate the project would employ about 1,000 construction jobs and about 300 long-term jobs. And then, of course, there's always additional indirect employment as well.
For the city of Prince Rupert, that means a big bump into the public coffers. And so the city is being asked to keep an open mind about the development. City Councillor Joy Thurkelson has this to say.
We're supposed to have open minds going into that. I certainly do. It's a lot of money, I can tell you. It's a lot. It's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So let's break down the millions and millions and millions of proposed money. Lee Brain is mayor-elect of Prince Rupert.
Just by zoning the lot for a two-year lease, we'll bring in $18 million
for the city. And this is by leasing it to Exxon.
Yes. And that's what the economic benefits immediately will be for the city. We have been financially strapped for a while. And at this stage, we're a small little island and we need options. And it will be a big boost for the city. We've got some big bills to pay. But with our infrastructure deficit at where it's at, we're going to need to bring in as much potential revenue as we possibly can. And zoning certain lots to lease them is one way of bringing in new revenue.
Did you get all that? Just by zoning this area, $18 million will be injected into city coffers. And that $18 million will go some way to addressing three major issues facing the city. One, a deficit of $258 million. Two, a $25 million investment to replace Prince Rupert's 101-year-old water line. And three, a $130 million upgrade to how raw sewage is treated. And if the LNG plant does go into full operation, what will that mean for the city's budget?
Well, it depends on the design. If it is a 5-train design, we're looking at $66 million a year tax revenue for the city.
Once again, Mayor-elect Lee Brain, and if this all seems too good to be true, well, you're right. The impact on Prince Rupert's airshed and watershed has been bubbling through the community. Residents worry an LNG plant on Lot 444 could harm the city's water supply, that it will affect the air we breathe, that it could impact a shellfish industry. Well, enter Dr. Barb Fageter. This well-respected and local scientist was contracted by the city to look at the environmental impacts. Tonight, she presents her findings. Overall, here's what Dr. Fageter says about the proposal.
Sort of the take-home messages about this is that there are kind of two levels of things that we need to contemplate when we're contemplating the impacts on both air and water. The first is, does the proposal that we've been presented, and this is WCC LNG's proposal, so mm-hmm. it's specific to that proposal, does that proposal look like it's going to meet the standards and criteria set by the province for the various levels of pollutants? So that's one question. And then the second question is, what impacts are there on the quality of life for Prince Rupertites? And the two questions aren't exactly the same. For one thing, looking and again recognizing that there's still a lot of data missing in terms of making decisions, but looking at what I can look at from comparing to other facilities and other locations, it looks like the proposals put forward by WCC L&D are pretty good. They will most likely meet the criteria that the province has currently put in place to try to protect the public from air and water quality pollution. However, that does not mean there will be no impacts to Prince Rupert. So then we come to the quality of life issue, right? So what do we Prince Rupertites want our quality of life to look like? And so in my report, I have a number of recommendations which sort of go above and beyond what the provincial legal requirements are for these things. These are things like we need to establish an air quality management plan for the region that encompasses all of the potential facilities, not just one, so that we can have a plan in place for what happens when we have things like inversions. Other things I'm recommending are using renewables to provide some or all of the energy for WCC LNG. And that would, again, reduce things like carbon emissions and NOx and whatnot. NOx is an irritant to the lungs and is one of those things that's a problem with asthmatics. NOx can also combine with water to produce nitric acid and nitric acid, of course, an acid. It can cause lake acidification and it can cause ocean acidification.
You'll be presenting these findings to the public for them to take and think about whether this is a good idea for Prince Rupert. If this is to go ahead, how much does your study still stand?
If the zoning goes ahead, those recommendations that I have made will be attached to the zoning. They then become part and parcel of what the lessee, which is WCC LNG, will have to live up to.
Ultimately, the process is up to citizens of Prince Rupert. Tonight there will be a public hearing wherein Imperial Oil, Dr. Barb Fageter, and City Manager Robert Long will present their findings. Then it's up to citizens to present their concerns at a public meeting on December 3rd. Mayor and Council will make their final decision December 8th.
It's not the end of the world if LNG doesn't go through, but I think we need to work to make these types of things work. But again, I really want to reiterate that we won't make any decisions until the public has a chance to say what they want to say, and we're going to listen, and we're going to make decisions based on public input, and it's something I'm going to change how things are done.
For CBC Radio, I'm Carolina DeReich in Prince Rupert.
And just a note that the Lot 444 meeting is taking place tonight from 5 p.m. until 7, and that's at the Highlander Hotel in Prince Rupert. That's again tonight from 5 to 7 at the Highlander Hotel in Prince Rupert.